is up, people? Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the thrashing, rocking, punkin' fucking hour of Gabby Schiavone and his opinionated self. Whoa, fucking hey. Did everybody have a good weekend, I hope? I did. Oh, man, it was busy, but I got through it. Had a little bit of a meltdown yesterday, but that's okay. I'm moving. You're supposed to do that when you move, I think. But, you know, it doesn't stop me from bringing you the show. So, there it is. We opened that set up with Venom. Welcome to Hell. Fucking, that brought back some memories. And then some, what did we play? Oh, some Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. Yeah, Chinese Rocks. I'm sure glad I don't have that problem anymore. Everything's not in the pawn shop. Yes, sirree. And then, Moto Christ. Gonna be hearing a lot of that. Fucking love that band. Forgot how much I love that band. Ricky Vodka. Fucking A, man. Straight to hell is where I'm bound. Down below's where I'll be found. So grab a brew and come on down. Because we're all hellbound. Yeah. Yes, that's right. The Toilet Boys. Ah, oh, Go-Go Boy. Electric Eddy. This guy. The Toilet Boys. Probably the coolest thing to come out of New York in the 90s. My opinion. Anyhow. So, somebody shoot me an email. Tell me how the hell your weekend was. Tell me all about it. Tell me what you did. Did you see any good bands? Did you see any good shows? Did you do anything musically? Give me the skinny, man. I'd love to hear from you guys. Got an email from, I hope I say this right, Rashad. Rashad, I gotta tell you, you're absolutely right. Degeneration was just, that was a tease, you know, that little comeback last year, year before, whenever they came through. Yeah, they hit a couple of cities and that was it. But, you know, they've all got stuff going on. And I know that Jessie's busy with, she's got a great solo career. You know, he's got the Bowery Electric. Amazing club, and you know, he's just he's all over the place, and that's good. Hard to hit a moving target. But yeah, I really like to see them come back and do a full U.S. tour and blow some kids' minds that never got turned on to them. But yes sirree. And then got another email yesterday from Todd, I have not heard of them. Todd asked me if I heard of a band called Remember When, and I have not. I Googled them and looked them up, and I couldn't find anything on YouTube. So I'm guessing that was probably a local band in Cleveland, where you're from. But if you've got a track of theirs, shoot it to me. Fucking email it to me, and I'll check it out. I'm always into hearing new stuff. So, and especially Cleveland. I mean, fucking Cleveland's got some fucking rocking shit. So yeah, I'd love to hear that. We're just all boxes. There's boxes stacked everywhere, and I still got my studio upstairs. I'll be the last thing to get torn down. Because if I get a fucking an itch to play the guitar, I gotta be able to plug in and play, and I gotta have a place to hide out and bring you my show. And so yes, I'm just kind of doing time up here for a little bit and bringing the show and get back to packing. Man, I found so much stuff that just reminded me of when me and my youngest Presley, when we first moved in here, we were so excited about this place and you know, the upstairs art loft for her, and just a great little house. And you know, I'm really bummed the landlord she's selling it. And I mean, the market's perfect to sell right now. I'd probably do the same thing, but you know, it made me sad. But it also just, you know, it opened up the door for opportunity for the next big thing. And you know, that's our new building, you know. And I mean, we're going completely off with this thing. I mean, the whole downstairs is going to be a rehearsal room. We're going to have six or eight lockouts, and then one main, like a big rehearsal room, you know, that's already pre-set up with all of, you know, a couple of Fender and Vox, you know, all the status quo amps, SVT, Ampeg, you know, and then a nice drum kit. And for people, you know, that are passing through, want to work on their set a little bit, don't want to tear all their gear out of the trailer, or just somebody who wants to work on their set locally here or whatever, wants to showcase themselves. And then upstairs we're going to have a recording booth, and that'll be for like these podcasts and you know, doing mastering. And and then I'll have the main room will be for the institute. It's gonna be the beginning of our Performing Arts Institute, Aurora Institute for Performing Arts, and have everything going on there. You know, guitar classes and drum classes and dance, choreography, just everything performing arts. So, you know, it's becoming a reality, and it's scary. I've never done anything like really big like this before, and you know, you start getting investors and people all hot on the idea, and time to put your money where your mouth is. But you know what, like, when I have a dream, I go for it, man, and hit it out of the park, man. Fucking A, I'd rather fucking go home with my tail between my legs after failing trying than to just mope around, never have done anything. But I won't fail on this. Too many people believe in it, and I've got all the signs from the man upstairs that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and get this thing off the ground, and then boom, and then I'm hitting the road with my new band, Hellbound High, and, you know, come back and boom, back to work on this thing. So that's what's going on with me for the next year or two. Just building. Gonna be a fucking blast. Back again, yeah. Just took a little break here and there. Anyway, we started off that little set with Degeneration with Degenerated. And then Dwayne Peters Gunfight, Walk Along. Heavy song. When I wrote that, I certainly wasn't thinking that it was going to have lyrics that fucking would make me cry, but you know, it's about Dwayne, where his head was after losing his son, and just heavy stuff, you know. And but fucking turned out to be a great song, man. Rest in peace, Clash, Chelsea Peters. Great kid. Anyway, some more from The Melting Pot, Automatic, The Stitches. Love that fucking song, love that fucking band. Mike and Johnny and Pete, Man, those guys, I'm telling you, are fucking real. I'm pretty sure they still got Craig playing drums, Skibs, and then some more Gunfight, Blow My Brains off the first album. Yeah, the Brown album, I call it. That album's my Appetite for Destruction album. Not a fast forward track on it. Good job. Pat myself on the back on that one. Don't get many of those in a lifetime. So, I got another email last night from somebody who said that why do I have such a biased opinion for punk rock, and that I just promote all the bands that I was in or all my friends' bands. And you know what? I do. I do promote the fucking bands that I played in, and you know why? Because they're fucking good. And anybody who fucking knows them and has seen them will tell you the same fucking thing, all right? I've got a couple of bands I was in that are shit. And guess what? I don't play them, and I don't talk about them. So there. And, I'm going to play fucking lots of Stitches, and I'm going to play lots of Prima Donna, and I'm going to play lots of fucking Smog Town, and I'm going to play lots of the Pushers, and fucking all of the, because you know what? All of us at one time were in some sort of circle together, and we brought back something that was fucking dead. The Fuck Dolls are responsible for the rebirth, man. 1993, when all these bands started coming out of the woodwork and springing up again. You know, and I'm not saying I'm all that. I was just a part of something that was all that, and I'm fucking very proud of it. So, what's your name? Chase? Chase? Yeah, bro, I do. I promo myself. I promo bands that are good. I promo everything that's good. You know what? Because I don't give bad reviews, and I believe in good shit, and, damn, man. So, first shitty email, but it's all right. I don't let that stuff get to me, because my mama told me that I was great, no matter what. She said, Gaby, no matter what they say, you're the best, and I believed her. I wore those red cowboy boots and that red cowboy hat to school every day, so proud, when I was in like second and third grade, and everybody made fun of me, and I didn't give a shit, because you know what? I was fucking the Lone Ranger. I was a Lone Ranger until I was in fourth grade. Very proud of that. And if you're not proud of who you are and where you've been and what you've done, then I feel sorry for you, man, because it's a shitty fucking existence. Anyway, enough of all of that. I feel you, though, bro. I'd probably get sick of somebody talking about all the great things they've done, but you know what? I am the new king of all media. Fucking big nose, fucking frizzy hair. He can stuff his big nose up his butt. I'm taking over. Yes, I am. And just like that, I'm back again. Yes. You know what? I saw something really trippy. There's huge icicles hanging off the roof. And, like fucking 7-8 feet long, man. They're just deadly looking. And I just saw one fucking drop and stab into the grass down below. God, that would be so gnarly to get hit by one. Fuck. Pierced right there in the front yard. What a drag. Okay, we kicked that set off with a great fucking track. Sun Goes Gray, Mike Spent Black Belt. It's Mike Spent from Spent Idols. Man, I really dig the stuff that he's doing lately, man. It's so cool. He's got some really interesting... In fact, you know what? I'm doing a phone interview with him towards the end of the week. Probably going to be on Friday. Going to do a telephone interview. And then also this week on Thursday, I'm interviewing Andrew from Jail City Rockers, Utah punk band. They're just... Sharp Dress, just, they're the greatest. They're the best punk band here in Salt Lake City. And yes, I had a chance to play with them. Chase is my new, I'm going to do everything to piss Chase off. So yes. here, but I played a couple just for you, Chase, bands that I haven't played in. Here we go. Okay, there's some more of the inbred family here. There's U.S. Bombs, Orange Crunch, fucking A. Kerry Martinez writes killer anthem punk music, and wow, I can't even believe that that's going on without him, and it just blows my mind. Anyway, yeah, here we go, Bonded by Blood, Exodus. First time I ever heard Gary Holt was on that album. Holy shit, man, what a great guitar player. And here's For All Kings, Anthrax off their latest album, and you know what, Chase, the guy that's drumming for them right now, he was my old drummer in Apocalypse. So there. You're going to get so sick of me, and you'll probably listen every day just to see if I bring your name up. But that's all good. Maybe I'll buy you a cup of coffee someday. And another track by Exodus, and this is an interesting one. This is Salt the Wound with featuring Kurt Hammett. Great fucking track. Anyway, you know, I was gonna say, for those of you that are wondering, what music? Why does he keep talking about music when I don't hear any? It's because you're not listening through the Anchor app. If it's a free download, and if you have that app and you listen with the app, you can hear all these tracks that I play. Now they only let me play 30 seconds of them, I guess, until I pay for this. And you know what? I will, once I get moved and settled in, I'll pay for it. It's worth it for me to have this, to be able to get, you know, come to you people. You know, I like social media and stuff. You know, it's a way to communicate with people that you don't see all the time or you don't talk to. But after a while, just, you know, pictures and typing is just kind of fucking boring. I'd rather talk to you. And let you hear me, because I know you all miss when you hear something great. This voice of mine. I've had this same voice since I was a child. I was in a Burger King one day about 5 or 6 years ago. Somewhere on the other side of the fucking states, like, I don't know, Minnesota or some shit. And I ordered my French fries and my shake, and guy behind me goes, Gaby Schiavone? And I turn around and I go, who the fuck are you? And he goes, don't you remember me from kindergarten? I go, how the fuck did you fucking recognize me? He goes, your voice. That fucking cracked me up, man. I pictured that little fucking kid with boogers in his nose and those red cowboy boots and that cowboy hat and wiping my boogers all over everything and that scratchy, deep voice. Sounded like a pervert back then, sound like pervert now. It's all good and hood, wood. Fucking A. I'm about to wrap this thing up because I got to start packing again. But, you know what, man? Everybody, be nice to one another. You never know when the fucking end is going to come, and it's best to go meet your maker in a good mood. because, you know, he would have fucking torched us all if it wasn't for his son. So there's that, and then there's, here, these are my three famous sayings that everybody knows came from me, all right? One, everybody's ugly after you come. It don't matter how hot they are. After you blow your load, you'll find something fucking wrong with them. And the other is, the fucking bottom line is at the bottom still. And just like that, he's back again. That's right. Listening to my cat suck on the blanket. All right, well, that's it, man. I'm going to wrap it up, like I said, but I wanted to leave you with some cool little pieces of some cool tracks here. Faster Pussycat, Sex and Drug and Rock and Roll. X with White Girl. When I'm living with a white girl, I ain't living with no girl. Fucking A, man. They hate me. Turbo Negro Must Be Destroyed. The Nudes, Just What the Doctor Ordered. The Buzzcocks with Boredom. And Rat with Round and Round. What comes around goes around. Ain't that right, Chase?